Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Do you have the injuries?
Pat, did you give everybody the list?
Yes.
You got them? You already got them. Yeah, you have four guys that are out. And that's all I have for you for today.
Ayers, Cruz, Kennard, and Selby are out.
No mystery. Well, he becomes more of that, yeah. Yeah, he'd have to be the guy that helps balance it out.
What do you lose without Kennard? I mean, he's a guy that's obviously
he's had a very, very good start to a season, so obviously we lose his energy, his enthusiasm, his love of the game, his physical play, and that's unfortunate that he is out this week, but hopefully he'll be back soon.
Some guy who does use it in a bunch of different ways. Is that something that you're going to have to fill from a variety of guys because there's not one guy that maybe could feel has those same skill set?
Yeah, that's basically what will happen is more people will participate in the roles that he fulfilled.
How much do you think Kuhn will be able to give you, obviously?
I think he'll be able to give us a lot. I think he'll be ready to go.
What do you see from the 49ers offensive line? Kind of challenges they present to you guys?
You're asking me that today? I went over this on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it was. Their offensive line is they're talented, they're big, they run the football. They've established an outstanding running back in Hyde, and I think that's where it all starts for them is run and play action pass.
Tom, I know we talked about this the last couple of years when we've seen both Chris retire, but now that they're going into the Ring of Honor, do you have any thoughts about both of them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm as thrilled as can be for both of them. And again, our staff is very excited for these two guys and very proud of having had an opportunity to work with such outstanding men, number one, and then football players, each in their own way. You know, when you think of Chris Snee, you think of a powerful, very serious, very devoted offensive guard who could do anything. He could pull, he could pass block, he could run block, he could do it all. And then when you think of OC, you think of a guy who I keep thinking of that picture over and over again. You know, I can't help it. It's 92, 91, and 72, and it's there's Tom Brady laying on the ground. So I can't help but think of that. And OC was an outstanding young man to coach who was very, you know, who could collect his thoughts and tell you exactly what he was thinking, who probably, along with Snee, studied the opponent better than anybody that we've seen. Guys that would be in the rooms by themselves learning more about the people they were going to play against. I'm excited for those guys. It's a great honor. It's a very nice honor. When you look up there and see the names that are up there, it's a tremendous honor.
Hey, Tom, how's Daniel Fells doing? I know last we talked, he said he might get out.
Yeah, he didn't, though. He's still in, and from what I understand today, he's still running in the temperature. We're all praying for him, believe me.
What have you seen from the recovery?
Another from what have we seen? From the what?
Let me ask
recovery. What do I see? What have I seen?
Have you seen results from the recovery? And if so, what kind of benefits?
Well, I'm hoping that the whole idea is to be energized for the game, you know, to have more energy and to have an opportunity in the midst of a very physical week to have recovery. And I think we're seeing that, you know. And of course, only time will tell, but I believe that's starting to take place and it's helpful.
You talk a lot about the soft tissue injuries. You have four or five guys now with them. Is that something that is more applicable to the preseason and training camp, or is that something that the recovery day is also beneficial for here in that regard?
Hopefully very beneficial. But I thought you were going to ask me, you know, all this stuff is designed for the elimination of the soft tissues, and there they were. And a lot of them at the end of the game the other day, to be honest with you. So we have to look more into that. We've really, really wrapped our arms around this hydration and dehydration. And so we're really, as a staff, we're emphasizing this more and more. And that's a big part of it as well.
Both in terms of coverage and what he's done coming up to the run, how impressive has Collins been?
Well, he's in all aspects. He's learned each game he's played, and he's gotten better each time he's played. And you know, we're excited about his continued development.
Has the learning curve, exceeded what you could have expected?
No. That's why we drafted him when we did.